Over 100 people are now known to have overdosed on the New Haven Green since Tuesday night, apparently as a result of using part of a bad batch of the synthetic cannabinoid K2. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports on the effect the drug has on people.
Officials say that the man-made drug in this particular batch was designed to have a more potent effect on the people who took it, so they could become addicted. Dr. Robert Bruce recommends that people avoid synthetic marijuana. He says it can do more permanent damage than the temporary collapses that were witnessed on the green.
We've seen them cause paranoia, psychosis, and things that can really negatively impact the brain. And there's some things that you can break that nobody can fix. We would encourage people that it's not worth the risk.
He's the chief of medicine for the New Haven area's Cornell Scott Hill Medical Center. His crew has been working on the ground in the wake of the overdoses, setting up a triage unit at the green.
If people had used and they had kind of fallen down, we could get them up, get them over to a cot, monitor them medically, make sure that they were fine, that they were safe. And then after the use is over in the 30 to 45 minute time frame, they recover, get up, go on with their day.
The team monitored patients' respiratory functions and oxygen saturation levels in lieu of administering Narcan. He says while it doesn't hurt to use Narcan if you suspect an overdose, it just doesn't work in a non-opioid overdose. Tony Harp is New Haven's mayor. She says she's asked the state's Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services to help the city combat the K2 problem. She wanted them to make at least 2 recovery specialists available to work the green for 12 to 15 hours a day.
It's important that we just don't give people medicine and expect them to take care of it on their own.
Harp says that the state has promised to at least provide the city with 1 street psychiatrist who can identify people having difficulty with addiction and can then prescribe medication to address the issue. New Haven police say that even after users overdosed earlier this week, they went back to it multiple times after being released from the hospital. John O'Reilly is not surprised by that. He's from New Haven and comes to the green every day.
It's a cheap high. And another thing is, most of these people that are ODing on it are on probation or parole, so it doesn't show up in their urine. So they have no, if they enjoy getting highs on something like pot, they're substituting that because it doesn't show up in their urine.
Lucy Camacho is sitting on a bench near the green, waiting for a bus to come. She moved here from Hartford 6 years ago.
I came yesterday to the green, and I see people falling down, and it's hard to see people like that. Because for myself, I'm thinking, can be my son or my daughter.
Even though this incident has put the spotlight on drug use on the New Haven Green, she says people should remember no area is safe from overdose.
Can happen high for New York, Waterbury, Bridgeport, anywhere.
New Haven PD has arrested 3 people since the initial overdoses. The department's chief says that none of the K2 users will be charged at this time. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.